Pianist Charlie Tunney coming back at you for another 60 minutes on the radio. Most difficult thing these days, I think, is to be an economist, particularly if you're the president. And President Reagan, to his credit, keeps saying prosperity is just around the corner. Hey, in my neighborhood, so is a Woolco store.
You can laugh and joke and make fun of your friends. Spin in the middle when the troubles begin. Take it nice and easy.
Everybody needs a hand to hold on to. Everybody needs a hand, too, once in a while. How about a hand right here for Christopher Cross and his, that's enough, brand new one, don't overdo it. Coming up, All Right. And in the next 60 minutes, we'll have a bit of All Right, Consumer Line, Celebrity Close-Up, and Mr. Music in Residence for those tough questions you've been trying to get the answers to. is Christopher Cross. Then it's all right. Think we are going to make it. But how tight is the job market? So tight that hopeful applicants were willing to run around outside with wet hair in order to catch a cold and $80. Connecticut allergist Dr. Edwin Dombrowski offered the wages to cold victims as part of his studies of decongestants. The paid patients had to chart their sneezes and sniffles by the hour, test various remedies, and stand outdoors to maintain appropriate symptoms throughout the 10-hour research sessions. Dr. Dombrowski said he received so many responses to his ad seeking people with stuffy noses that he had to install a separate phone line in his office to handle the calls. A bowl. Charlie Tuna! Here's another tip from the safety files. Specialist 6, Herb Stewart, is a welder in the motor pool. A while back, Herb was welding the linkage on a pickup truck. He didn't see the can of engine cleaner that had fallen into the engine compartment. When he started his torch, the can exploded. Herb's face is scarred, except for one area, the one around his eyes that his protective goggles covered. When your eyes are exposed to hazards, wear protective glasses. Herb never works without them. Times have hit charities which collect clothes for the needy. It's not that people aren't willing to donate, but clothes left at the collection bins are being stolen before they can be distributed to those in need. One Salvation Army official says sometimes they bring their kids along and stuff them in the bins, and the kids shovel the clothes out. What's worse, says another, the people who are stealing are not the needy. He says the thieves usually drive Cadillacs and Lincoln Continentals, and they're stealing to resell.
Consumer Line.
Sure, you laugh. That's a Jailhouse Rock with Elvis. This is Hungry Like a Wolf from Duran Duran. The Wolf. Well, the next time you can't remember a joke that made you laugh, try smiling. A Massachusetts psychologist says certain memories can be recalled by adopting the appropriate facial expression. James Laird says test subjects at Clark University who read humorous selections by Woody Allen were able to recall the material most accurately when they were smiling, while anger-provoking editorials were best remembered when they were frowning. One volunteer told Laird, "When my jaw was clenched and my brows down, I tried not to be angry, but the mood just fit the position." Right. Charlie Tuna. When you ask your preschooler to choose a bedtime story, do you know you're helping your child prepare to read? According to the U.S. Office of Education, parents are the most important factor in a child's reading ability. Let your child see how much you enjoy reading and keep reading those bedtime stories. It's one of the best things you can do to prepare your child for reading. For more suggestions, get a copy of Teaching Your Child to Read. It's free from the Consumer Information Center, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009. Charlie Tuna back on the telephone again. Hi, who's this?
This is Dale Winchell.
And you have a question for?
Mr. Music.
The question is?
A friend of mine and I have a bet, and I say that Roy Orbison is very much alive, and he says he is not.
Oh, he is very much alive.
I thought so. I'd seen him in concert about 2 or 3 years ago with the Eagles.
Yeah, that's right. He opens for the Eagles, and yeah, he's been on tour, too. Hasn't he seen him in the commercial for the jeans?
Well, that's what, I've seen him around all the time. I don't know where he missed him, but I won the bet.
So some people live in caves, don't they?
I guess so.
Supertramp, Charlie Tuna, and it's raining again. Somebody's back on the telephone again.
Charlie?
Hi.
I have a question for you. What word is it that has all of the vowels in their correct order, and they none of them repeat themselves?
Facetious.
Facetious? Okay, thanks, Charlie.
I didn't get this job in my looks alone.
Midnight, not a sound from the pavement. Has the moon lost her memory? She is smiling alone in the lamplight. The withered leaves collected my feet, and the wind begins to smile at the old days.
Are growing up as a young boy in cold, wintry Nebraska, where you could actually see bad breath this time of year. Charlie
Tuna! Here's a shiny, brand new quarter just for you.
Oh, thank you.
Would you give that quarter to someone who needed to replace things that got burned up in a fire?
Yes.
Would you give it to help someone to get home if those folks were sick?
Uh-huh.
Would you give it to an organization that did the very same thing, help people? The Army Emergency Relief Fund?
Of course I would.
Thank you, sweetheart. This little girl just gave everything she had. How about you giving just a little?
Please give. Without you, it won't work.
Thank you.
Jagger, the music. Waiting on a Friend, here with Charlie Tuna. Myself, I'm just waiting on Earth, Wind, and Fire. And Fire and Fall in Love with Me. Well, Red Skelton, who we all fell in love with during the 50s and 60s on TV, has turned down an offer from NBC for more than $15 million. The network wanted Skelton to revive his old weekly TV comedy show, which was to include clips from the old show. But Skelton said he wants nothing to do with television because he thinks it's terrible now. Charlie Tuna! The Veterans Administration reminds veterans to tell their families where important veterans' documents are kept. VA has found that safeguarding discharge papers, marriage certificates, life insurance policies, and Social Security numbers can be one of the most important legacies a veteran can leave his family. Remember, a few minutes spent organizing these important documents can do much to avoid anguish during times of emotional stress. celebrity
close-up.
Today, a visit with the recent newlywed, Kris Kristofferson.
I want to be better than I am. You know, two people, and I'm sure most people do feel that way. I like to be well thought of. And, to look at myself without guilt in the morning when I brush my teeth.
For the man who penned such hits as Me and Bobby McGee and Helped Me Make It Through the Night, music has always been a big part of Kris Kristofferson's life.
All the time I was growing up, because I can remember the first songs I ever learned were, I guess, Gene Autry songs and Mexican songs. And I think there's a noticeable influence both from the border Mexican music and the country music in my songs today, because I know my favorite guys are, well, some of them are still performing, and my favorite Mexican music was always the harmonies, real simple melody lines that tear you up even if you don't know the words.
Environment has helped to create a few hits for Kris Kristofferson, like Sunday Morning Coming Down.
When there wasn't anything going, if you didn't have a family, you know, if the offices weren't open or if the bars weren't open, you know, it was pretty lonesome because there was nothing else there. And I guess that's what it came out of, just looking around that place I was living in, you know, and thinking about that Sunday really is a family day. And thinking about the old guys that are waiting for the bar to open up at 1 o'clock on Sunday or whenever they do, because they didn't have any place else to go.
Celebrity
close-up. Class, and I got cat style.
going to be one of the hottest groups of the 80s. Those are the Stray Cats and Charlie Tuna and Stray Cat Strut. And now, here's the lady from Virginia. Yes, Virginia, or how does that go? Juice Newton. Juice Newton in the heart of the night. Well, out of the $5.25 billion worth of snack foods consumed every year, potato chips are still tops. The Potato Chip Snack Food Association says each of us ate an average of 8 pounds of snacks last year, more than half in the form of potato chips. Next in popularity were corn tortilla chips and salted nuts. And the man who brought horse meat sandwiches to the streets of New York says business is so good he's thinking about opening a horse meat restaurant. Ronald Corn, president of Trevelyan Food, says so many customers were trotting up to his 75-cent horse burger push cart last month that he ran out of buns. The only problem? New York City health regulations say horse meat can be sold only where no other kind of meat is sold. Charlie Tuna. When When you return from overseas, don't forget that you have an advisor you can trust in your housing referral office. The people there have complete information on houses for sale, apartments for rent, and trailer courts. They also have a knowledge of some of the other things that may have a bearing on your selection for a living area. Schools, churches, and shopping centers. Yes, the officers and men of the housing referral office are there to help you. Let them. It's Charlie Tuna back on the telephone again with another question, it sounds like. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Bobby.
And you have a question for?
Mr. Music.
The question is?
In 1965, who did the song A Little Bit of Soul?
A Little Bit of Soul or Soap, did you say?
Soul.
Soul?
Uh-huh.
That was by the Music Explosion.
Music Explosion. Are you sure?
Yeah, A Little Bit of Soap was by the Jarmels.
Oh. Okay, thank you very much.
Hello, who's this?
My name's Michaela.
Michaela, and you have a question for?
Yes, for you.
For who?
For Mr. Music
Man. Thank you. Okay, the question is?
Who did the song Love Song? Was it Elton John or Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Elton did the Love Song.
Elton John?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Michaela. I wonder if Michaela has a Navy. Michaela's? No. Here's the ending with the beginnings in Chicago. it's only the beginning. Set the ending again. That's going to have to can it for another hour of Charlie Tuna. Coming up in the second hour of our show today, we'll have another famous fable, Radio Serial with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, all the gossip on People Talk, and the telephone poll. Until then, keep it here and stay tuned.
American Forces Network, Europe.
Tomorrow at military banking facilities, your Darmas, 2 Mark and 41 Pfennig.
Hello again, this is Charlie Tuna coming back at you for another...